Yeah, there's so many people who are not paying their insurance. I want to say something about that. Y'all people out there, first of all, it's very important to have life insurance. Something. You know, I personally, when my father passed away, you know, I keep in mind, I didn't know my father like that. But I'm his firstborn. I'm his firstborn. So when I go out there to see him, like, by on my way out there, basically, you know, once I got there, he passed away that day, right? They looking at me, family looking at me like, all right, so who's paying for the funeral? Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at them like, don't look at me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I just got here. I didn't know my father like that.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So you want me to pay? What do you want me to do? I think I just got married, and I'm like, yo, like, you want me to do what? You know what I'm saying? So I was mad at him because he had something that he knew he was going to pass away from, and he didn't keep up on the insurance.
Man,
you understand what I'm saying? So you have that. It's not fair for those who are still here, your legacy, mm-hmm. or people who you care about, to allow your insurance to lapse because you feel like it's not important.
Yep.
You can easily not pay something and pay that insurance. Not eat something. That's how serious it is. Like, don't go out for that dinner, but go pay your insurance, because that insurance and
careful.
We've gone through this in the past, because we had, shout out to Jamal Dewberry. He sells insurance. We had him on here, but I want you to talk about this. Help the people understand what life insurance is, because a lot of people think death.
Okay. All right. So right. We get to the life insurance types. Okay.
Right. So break that down for them a little bit, because it's just be on the topic.
Subscribe for the very latest.
Bye, Daddy.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That's a good one. So not all life insurance is created equal. Right. That's why there's so many different, that's why you hear so many, just insurance, let's say any insurance is different. That's why you got like State Farm, you got USA, you got all these different products, because not all insurance is created equal. Talk about life insurance. I don't know about to anybody who understands life insurance, but for people who understand life or for the agents who know about life insurance, there's two types of life insurance. There's so many different names for either side. There's only two types of life insurance. There's term insurance and there's whole life insurance. There's only two different ones. Whole life, what they do is they provide a product. You're buying for two products. You're paying for two products because you're paying for a cash value and you're paying for the actual life insurance itself, right? So what they do is, and I wish I had a visual for you guys to show you, but I will spare it. What they do is basically paying for two products for the price of one. In the event of you passing away, they only give you the payout for one product. The other product is that cash value they don't pay out to. You can borrow against it. But when you borrow against that money you're paying for, you got to pay them back interest on your money.
Right.
So you borrow from your money and you got to pay interest back to the company for your money. So that's whole life. You may hear that of infinite banking. You may hear of your universal IULs. They're called, index whole life insurance. They're called many different products. Those are all your whole life products. And then you got something that's called term. Term is something that terminates. It ends and it's over. You no longer need it. But so the advantage to that, I'll say, is that you get to get higher premiums at a cheaper rate. with the understanding that they're going to end at the time in which the term is supposed to end. Usually they'd be like 30 years or 40 years. 25, 38, or 35 years is what term, how far term goes out. And that's it. It literally goes, it's only that. The downside to that is when it gets towards the end of your product, what they do is increase the level of how much it gets paid out, like how much your monthly premium looks like, in order to compensate for the amount that you're paying such at a cheap rate. So usually what you do is do something is you cancel it right around that time frame. You cancel it right when it's like close to the 30-year mark.
Mm.
So that's that. So what I provide, and this is the formula that always makes sense. I'm just gonna go segue into what I provide is term insurance. Getting term and starting and investing the rest of the difference versus putting it inside of that whole life policy and you can borrow against it. Usually what that happens is people, you're really gypping yourself because you're paying insurance. Like I said, you're paying interest rate on your own, your own money. If you buy term and invest the difference, what you'll do is end up putting all your money into an investment account that you have access to, you have complete control to, and you have your insurance completely separate. So in the event of a premature death, like a car accident, which something happens like that in Georgia all the time, you pass away early, that money gets cashed out immediately. But let's say you live too long, right? That happens. We live too long. We may outlive our money. What happens is because you started investing your money, by the time you invest your money, it has matured and compounded to where it becomes your life insurance policy. So that way you don't outlive your money.
Oof. That's good. See, nice. Hey, I named this episode the Campbell Soup episode because it's good for your soul.
Yeah, he named it. I named it that. There you go.
This is good for your soul, you man. Go. This is good. I'm telling you, man, because I pray, sincerely pray that every young person is listening. Because the young Tino didn't know nothing about this, man. I really wish I paid attention to this. I'll be so set right now. I'll be so set right now.
That's hedging against your own term insurance. Once it's over, you already have that hedge bet inside.
Yeah, because if you really think about it, this is me personally. You know, insurance can be set up in a way where, yeah, you live too long, they took your money. But the formula he's talking about is say, hey, you know what? Let's take that money. Let's go ahead and filter it into something else. Now it's kind of like it's balanced out.
Yep.
To where, you know, hey, you got some life insurance over here. But if you live too long, hey, got this nice little nest egg that you got over here that's going to take care of, you know, your family. So that's smooth right there. I love that, man.
Quick follow up question. So I'm assuming we, you know, probably not the most ideal situation, but just, you know, for the sake of conversation, let's say you got a 30 year term insurance and you get to like your 20, and of course now you're aging, so they're calculating that. Mm-hmm. So do they actually even, is there even an option to say, hey, could you renew for another 10, 20, 30, or just?
Yes. Yes. So depending on the company, our company does give you that option. When you reach the end of it, they say, hey, you're about to end. You have the option. What we'll do is we'll honor it, but we'll charge you just a little bit higher. And it won't be like significantly higher, but we'll charge you a higher premium and we'll let you extend it out a couple more years.
Gotcha.
It'd be like 5 or 10 years. It'd be like 5 or 10 years.
That's dope.
Ooh.
That's dope. So I want to do this because, so we talked about financial, right? Like the advising, what it is. Because like I said, the name financial advisor is very taboo in the Black community. They don't like that because they feel like you just coming to take my little change that I got. You know what I'm saying? But they don't realize that you just trying to help, right? So I encourage people out there to open your minds to, you know, getting a financial advisor, someone that's going to help. This really is just help. that on things that we don't know, right?